Okay. It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Loving the Strange, where Sean's just a thirst trap with his puppy on his lap. Sean, you trying to get some ladies here tonight?
Yeah, man. It was like taking the puppy to the playground.
I know. It's kind of
cute. Get all the single mamas.
That's worrying me. He's worrying me. You're worrying me.
What do you think I did with this dog when you were gone all week?
Think you were cruising the streets looking for some lady friends, honestly. I posted a TikTok of Sean recently before we get into the podcast, and someone wrote, "He is so cute," and I wanted to hit them.
What? Why?
Because I'm a jealous, horrible human being. And I was like, that's my cute, man. That's my cute. Dee says, hiya. Hey, Dee. And John Bell is watching from a work truck in a tropical storm.
Yeah, it's probably that hurricane residue from the one that hit Mexico. And John does work for a major power electric supplier in South Florida.
Don't give too much information. We don't want John to get fired.
I didn't.
Not like his bosses are watching, actually.
You never know. They could be sitting right next to him.
Hey, John, though, I hope you're staying safe and everything.
He's been making some big money the last couple of weeks.
And you didn't fall for the thirst trap that is Sean, your high school friend, and Pogi. John Bell, I want to know if you went to the prom. Because prom is what our podcast is all about tonight, right, Shawnee?
Yeah, it is.
And did you?
You know I did not go to prom.
Yes, but no one else listening
knows. I don't
know
if John went to prom or not. I can't remember, but I did not go to my prom.
Why didn't you go?
Because I was afraid of girls. until I got out of the military.
Why were you afraid of girls, baby?
I don't know. I tell you what, I had this misconstrued notion that I had to treat ladies with respect and stuff like that.
And you didn't think you could do it? Like, you didn't think you could?
No, it's because I was too respectful. It wasn't until I was in my early teenage years. Not necessarily.
Not your early teenage years. You were 13.
In my late teenage years.
Yeah, huh?
What? 30s?
I said 13. Early teenage years equal 13.
Okay, definitely my later teenage years.
So 19?
Then I learned that girls are the same as guys when it comes to
everything.
Huh?
Everything.
Not everything. No. But, I mean, everything in general. But I thought, you know, I had this weird notion that respect meant I shouldn't be trying to get me some loving, so to speak.
And then we have our friend Steve Boucher, who had the opposite growing up experience, because he just said in chat, I went to prom with a date and ended up hooking up with someone else at the post-prom party.
See, I was afraid of that. That's why I didn't go to prom. I was afraid of that exact scenario happening and somebody getting hurt, namely me.
So you thought that you would go to prom and the girl would hook up with someone else at the post-prom party?
Not really. No. I just didn't have the balls to ask the girl to prom.
Aw, baby, that's so sad.
Well, I would now.
You would?
Yeah, you know I would.
And what girl would that be?
Oh, that'd be you, baby.
Thank you. Well-fed.
Yeah, you fed that to me. Like
Yeah, I did feed it to you. Like, so I was like, Steve said, heartbreaker, Sean.
Yeah.
Heartbreaker. Hey, but anyways, we all know that Sean's a heartbreaker. Any ladies to prom because he respected them all so much.
I was dumb.
He's like the perfect man. Oh my gosh, look at him and his thirst trap of a puppy. And
Hey ladies, look at this.
That's Pogi, our puppy. And Sean really knows how to work it. So when you were in the military, Shawnee.
She did poke you like Caesar. Tom, and so do I.
Crossing the line. Crossing the line. Right. Anyways. Stop, Sean. Just stop.
I can't help it.
Stop. So.
Anyways, what were you saying, baby?
If you had gone to prom, like, what do you imagine it would have been like? Do you have, like, images of the American?
I would have been bored to fucking tears. Oh, sorry. I would have been so bored. I would have been like, can we just leave and go get drunk and pass out in our hotel room? That I wasted money on.
You would have bought a hotel room?
Huh?
You would have gotten a hotel room? Dude, that's a big assumption.
I would have gotten a hotel room at this place. I can't remember the name. If John's still listening, maybe he'll remind me. It was downtown Fort Lauderdale, like, not downtown, closer to the beach. But you could rent a hotel room by the hour. And they had all these theme rooms.
How did I marry you?
They had like a jungle theme room and a Valentine's theme room with a heart-shaped bed and a hot tub. I think it was called the Bonsoir Motel, actually.
I don't know whether to laugh or to cry.
Because that would have been a great place for a prom, the ending of a prom, period.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
See, I was right. The Bonsoir.
So
Hotel.
John Bell said, "That's it. It was indeed the Bonsoir Hotel." But this just proves that Sean and I never would have been a couple in high school.
Oh yes, you would have been adventurous.
No, because I would have been a baby and you would have been a senior, and it wouldn't have worked.
But oh, it wouldn't have mattered to me.
It would have mattered to me, no, and it would have mattered to you back then because you were Captain Respect.
I don't know, baby. You're
until awful. You took them to the Bonsoir Hotel, paying by right. The hour in the jungle room. Dee said I should laugh so hard that I cry. I don't know, Dee. I feel like I might be right there. So I want to cry over the state of my marriage and who I married. But
what's wrong with the state of your marriage? It's fantastic.
Dude, you would have taken me if you had actually gotten
this
enough
is fictitious.
Nerve.
Not the Bonsoir Motel, but you didn't live down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
No, thank God.
Kid.
Can you imagine how tan I would have been?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah,
I can. So, you would look good against that jungle green bedspread in the Bonsoir Motel.
You know, my mommy was super proud of me. Because at the post,
you lied to her.
No, because at the post prom party at Manchester West High School in Manchester, New Hampshire,
anything with the word West in it, it sounds like it's you're wearing a uniform of school and your mom's paying for you to go there.
Woo! We were the White Knights, anyways. I won at the post-prom party two, like, savings bonds.
Oh, wow. And what post-prom party did you go to? Holy smokes. Economics class?
It was sponsored by the high school. And it was at, like, some little community college that I think is SH, the University of Southern New Hampshire now, or Southern
online.
New Hampshire. Now it is online mostly, yeah. I think. Yeah. And one of my friends teaches writing there, Joe Knowles. But back then it was in a great old big mill yard building on the Merrimack River. And there was a pool and you got free pizza. And all my friends and I were like, yeah, we're going. And they had like, it was all just to make sure nobody got drunk and drived after the prom. Or went to the jungle room at the Bonsoir Hotel, right? Yeah. So I went there and I won a $50 savings bond my junior year and a $500 savings bond my senior year. And we were so poor that my mom was like all over it. Like, I cannot tell you how excited and happy she was because I managed to win the grand prize of money at our post-prom
crazy.
Party. I also, unfortunately, saw our German teacher in the swimming pool at our post-prom
party. Was he wearing lederhosen?
No, but he insisted on playing Marco Polo and grabbing people.
I'm sure he did.
He grabbed me a lot. He eventually became a guidance counselor.
Yeah. Anyways, let's move on from your high school horror stories.
I'm just saying that we weren't very compatible. You would have gone to the Bonsoir Hotel, and I was winning savings bonds at the Post Prom.
Good. Pay for the hotel room.
And do you know why?
Because you wanted to pay for the hotel room.
Because I didn't need no cheesy hotel room to have me some romance, Farrar.
Oh, you were romancing up the savings bonds?
Yes. Yes, I was. John Bell said, I missed prom. Too busy filling keg, filling tub with wine coolers and ice in my hotel room. Probably at the Bonsoir.
No.
Then my limo got a flat tire. And when I finally got there, everyone else was leaving prom. John, that's so sad.
So sad.
Did you at least have a prom party afterwards in the hotel room? Illegally, I guess, with alcohol?
What do you mean illegally?
What was the drinking age in Florida back then?
Well, that's not important.
I think it's a little important.
Okay, I have a question for you. Have you ever been to a party where all the alcohol is in ice in the bathtub?
No.
Oh, you would have had so much fun.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, my God.
I was a giddy baby.
The bathtub and the sink in the hotel rooms are the best coolers ever.
I was so obsessed with people dying during drunk driving that the only illegal thing I've ever done in my life happened in high school over and over again.
Yeah.
Because I had no driver's license because I failed the driver's test.
So you drove.
And I drove drunk people home from parties all the time without my license.
Well, aren't you a saint?
No, it was illegal.
We didn't drive. We either stayed in the tent or the cab of the truck or a hotel room.
Apparently, the hotel room of John Bell.
Well, I did go to an after prom party. I think for my prom.
Wait, you went to the after party, but you didn't go to the prom?
Yeah, and I think John might have been with me.
John, you're too cool.
We didn't stay very long. Maybe that was boring. Well, I mean, it's boring when you don't have a date. It's not boring, obviously, if you're trying to get laid, but...
All
right. I misspoke.
He did. All right.
And I talked about the origins of the saying, off like a prom dress.
Anyways, hi Pokey.
What is that in front of your face?
This is my puppy, Pokey. all right, here, let me see. Before we move on, let's talk about what prom was, right?
All right.
So this is from, I apologize for the quality of this link, Country Living Magazine. And they quote Time Magazine, because why not? And they say that prom is obviously short for promenade, which was the informal introductory parading of guests at a party, right?
Yes.
And so originally they were just like these like parties with both boys and girls. And they were meant to show, like teach everybody how to have manners and social skills and not have wine coolers in the bathtub at the Bonsoir Hotel. Right? Yes. And it was really super popular in the 1800s, the later part of the 1800s, right? And originally, it was the elite who did this, right? Like the Ivy Leaguers, the Harvards, and the Yales. But then it kind of spread throughout the entire Northeast region, right?
Yes.
And then, so it started in college, but then it started getting younger and younger and younger, right?
Yes.
And like it just became this big like high school thing by the 1940s. And they're
really?
Like, yeah. And then in the 1950s, it like became this huge thing in America. And like because everybody had so much money after World War II, allegedly, like high schools were like, we're not gonna have it in the gym, we're gonna have it at a country club or a hotel, maybe the Bonsoir, who knows. And it became this huge institution, like a passage of growing up. And there's like a random tidbit that they have in which they say, quote, by the 1960s, prom had become such an institution that President Kennedy actually rescheduled a $1,000 a plate fundraiser at the Beverly Hilton when he learned that a local prom had been booked there for the same time.
Really?
Yes, man. Do you pay any attention to any of that
knowledge? Oh, yeah. Why don't you put that dog on the floor? So she's not the face.
All right.
Boop. There you go.
Sorry, puppy.
Hey, what's the difference between prom and homecoming? It's like different ends of the year, right?
Yeah, homecoming's in the fall. And it's like an alumni event usually. There's a football game involved. And like,
because I can't remember if it was prom or bonfires. Homecoming. Maybe John can remember. And the only good part about it was like it was just a good excuse to mess off for like a day or two. Because we used to have a bonfire.
Yeah, there's always bonfires.
So anybody that owned a truck, i.e. all the rednecks, got to like have a day or two off and go collect wood, wooden pallets and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For the fire?
But our bonfire was like half as big as our house. It was a huge mountain. And they would just light it on fire.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was really cool.
That's cool. Amazing.
It was a great excuse to not go to school for the day.
I can't believe you got to do that.
Well, you know, we also got to leave campus for lunch back then, so.
We never did. Our campus in Bedford, in Manchester, New Hampshire, was totally locked down. Like, you couldn't leave. If you left, you got suspended.
I used to go home to take a dump. I mean, I used to go home to use the restroom facilities.
Oh, my God. A dump. You're so classy. You're so classy. I'm really a classy man.
I mean, I lived really close to the school, as did John, and I would leave anytime I wanted.
John said that.
Oh, be careful.
What?
Go ahead. I said, be careful.
Oh, dear. Okay. Do I read this?
I don't read it. But give a little background. So, John had all the alcohol at his hotel room. And when all the other people that were partying at that hotel, all their stupid men dates passed out, he took all the girls for a ride in his limo and got lucky more than once.
John Bell, you player, man.
John's always been a player, dude. He was always a player.
Well, how come you didn't get any of that?
I don't know. I didn't care, I guess. Like,
you're once too busy reading The Hobbit.
Once I got it, I was single-mindedly focused on it. I mean, I won't lie.
You were all about The Hobbit. You were just like reading your Hobbit books and Tolkien and Stephen King. Okay.
Stephen King may be high school.
Yeah. All right. So Susie said, let's get a little more PG. Thank you, John Bell.
PG.
Susie said, my mother set up my date for junior prom. I had never met my date until his parents came to pick me up. We spent the time at prom playing mini golf at the course outside the hotel.
I'm telling you, prom's boring, man.
That sounds really lovely.
Yeah.
You know what I remember about prom? I remember talking down somebody who was suicidal, which is basically my entire high school experience. Like, I was always...
High school drama, baby.
Yeah. Like, they were wearing, like, a Molly Ringwald dress and crying, and it was bad. Bad. All right, so D said, ready? I didn't ride in a limo to either one of my proms, but I did get to ride in one for my middle school Valentine's Day.
That's right,
I never rode in a limo. I ran in a Chevy Nova, and I think at one point we all tried to fit, like four people tried to fit into a Porsche. I wish Jackie Shriver was here because she remembers things.
Oh, was that your teacher's Porsche?
No, it was Jackie's date's
dad's
dad. Her date's dad was a police chief of Manchester.
Yeah.
And I don't know, he must have like put the moves down on some guy and made them give his son a Porsche, and his son didn't realize he'd also have to bring myself and Joe, my prom date, because he was my boyfriend back then. And we all tried to fit in this Porsche.
That There's no back seat necessarily in a Porsche.
No, I don't. I don't honestly remember.
I mean, there might be little seats, but they're not really meant to sit in.
I remember being like, my mom freaking out because she thought my dress was going to get crumpled, and me being like,
oh, I was going to get crumpled, all right.
But no.
I see that Porsche.
No. See, you have the mindset of somebody who never gets lucky with their girlfriend.
Oh,
and only is going to get lucky on prom. Whereas I have the I'm still talking. Whereas I have the mindset of I've been dating somebody for 3 years out of my 4 years of high school. Nothing super cool is going to happen. That's different tonight.
Oh, you're talking about just mindset back then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what were you saying before you kept interrupting me?
I don't know. I couldn't.
Best podcast.
I couldn't talk because you kept talking. So. What?
Angry science. Oh. So Dee said, we had things planned for homecoming week leading up to the football game that Friday and the dance in the gym after the game. Everyone can go to homecoming, but prom is usually for juniors and seniors, at least in my high school. That makes sense.
I don't remember, honest to God, because I didn't care about prom. So.
All right, and before we move on, because we're talking a lot about our own prom experiences,
I know.
And I apologize.
And that's okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it okay?
Well, as long as everybody else throws in some crap about theirs.
All right, so this is me.
Oh, here we go. This is the best part of the night.
Shut up.
That little cute girl.
So this is me and my date, Joe. He turned out to be gay.
Thank you.
And he was the best boyfriend ever. And I dated him forever. And he's the best human being ever. And I think he runs a pot farm in California now. a very large marijuana farm, which you would never have guessed from him in high school. Like, very Catholic family. His dad had originally been a Jehovah's Witness, converted to Catholicism. Not what you'd expect.
All those things you and his mother forced him to do,
I didn't force Joe to do anything. I did not force that boy to do anything.
Far side of the opposite.
He was the best guy ever. Anyway, so this is us, and this is us with Shelly Belly, my puppy that my mother made us pose with inside the house. Yeah. She has red eyes in that picture. She looks like a vampire dog.
I see that dress would look fantastic on the floor of the Bonsoir. You should have been my prom date, baby. Huh?
No, I know too much about you now to ever do it. John Bell says, before we move on, crazy date. Sean gonna fall out of his chair when he remembers this one. Crazy dates. I took out older rec lady that we thought was a lesbian. I took her to play pool, and she basically tried to rape me on the pool table in the center of the pool hall.
Yeah. And my recce... Remember I told you across the street from Don's house we had the community recreation center. Uh-huh. Like, it was a big deal. It was like the YMCA of our little community.
Okay.
And
the lady there, like, John?
Oh, man, because he lived across the street and I was three or four houses down, we were there all the time because we used to smash the little kids in Foursquare. But, so we knew the people, so we knew the people that, you know, the... Mr. Shook. He was the director for the longest time. I think that's his name. I don't remember. So we knew all the people that worked there. And we had apparently extraordinary relationships because there was another black lady that worked there one time and sent me a letter, like a love letter in the mail. And it smelled like perfume. And my mom took it out of the mailbox.
Oh, that's so nice.
And she was like, what's going on? And I said, I don't even know who this is from. But I figured it out. And
what did the letter say, Sean?
I don't remember.
Did she ask you to prom, Sean?
No. I think she asked me. She went way after prom.
Was she all in at the Bonsoir Hotel?
Yeah, basically. So I don't know what's up with the city workers, but you know.
So that lady liked you. And another lady liked John?
Yeah.
And something happened exactly on the pool table.
That lady John's talking about her and her girlfriend because she had a girlfriend, a significant other. And they
she was just bi.
They either bought or rented the house next to mine.
Oh.
We're directly next door.
Oh. There are other stories we're not going to share in this podcast about that.
No, because it'll make me look bad.
Baby, you're so past worrying about looking bad.
John thinks really hard because he knows the story too. But...
John, don't share it. Don't share it, John. Don't share it.
He's not lying. I know he's not.
All right, so let's go to other people's prom stories because I've now learned far too much about my own husband. Baby, do you have any cool...
None of these prom stories are cool. I got one here that's embarrassing.
All right, I'm ready.
And these are just like regular prom, nothing really super cool. Okay. Like sexual, that's what I'm looking for, but I can't find any.
Of course that is.
My sophomore year, I went to junior prom. See, that's what kind of what Dee's talking about.
Yeah, right.
With a guy I wasn't officially dating yet. We were making out at our dinner table while everyone was on the dance floor. All of a sudden, he felt what he thought was my hand rubbing his head. And when he realized he was holding both my hands,
oh, gosh.
He turned around and his mom was standing behind him. She was the one rubbing his head. She immediately pulled him out of the prom to yell at him for not inviting her to prom pictures.
Are you serious?
I was mortified.
Oh,
the principal of the school even came up to me to ask if I was okay.
Oh, no. That poor honey.
I know. And that's not even, like, real prom. So you're, like, mentally more immature and mom's gonna crap. Oh, my God, Mom.
All right. One of our listeners sent in.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yes. And I think they want to remain anonymous. So I'm going to keep them anonymous.
Okay.
And they said, hey, I've got a strange prom story. Strange or sad? I can laugh about it now.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. I got dumped by my prom date right before prom. He was shopping for a tux with his mom. She was asking if she wanted his cummerbund to match my dress. And apparently he said he couldn't do this anymore and decided he didn't want to go with me to prom. After I found out, I didn't want to go to prom anymore, and my mom kept trying to convince me to go to do the senior walk. She even offered my brother and my dad to take me. Then we have the emoji of, oh! Long story short, my best friend at the time got her friend to take me, and I went. Stayed for maybe 20 to 30 minutes, and then went back to a friend's house where we watched a movie and ate pancakes. They also went to a junior prom without a date, but only because they got to decorate for the prom. At my school, juniors decided on the theme and decorated the gym for prom. My junior year, it was some sort of Asian theme. We had bamboo up and strung balloons together to make them look like dragons. I was supposed to go bowling in my prom dress, and my mom had no clue. She thought we were going to IHOP, but the bowling alley was closed. So I just rode with my friends all around and made it back before curfew.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds like so high school, honestly.
I mean, IHOP sounds awesome too.
Yeah. And that same person, their brother's quote friend, they're using that term loosely, wrote them a note asking them to their senior prom while also slightly insulting their intelligence in the same letter, which is always a really good move, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
It always is.
Yeah. Totally good move.
I got a story.
All right, I'm ready.
This is more up my alley.
All right.
I was hooking up with my prom date in the backyard of the house we were partying at after the dance, and the cops showed up. We were hooking up on one of those swing sets people have.
Wait, what? What's that mean? Like a swing set in the backyard or a swing set in the bedroom?
On the platform on top. So it's in the backyard.
Okay.
The platform.
Oh, a fancy like cedar work swing set.
Yeah, was okay. Exposed. Naturally, everyone ran outside to get away so they didn't get caught by the police.
Oh, no.
And here I was, trying to put my clothes back on in front of everyone. These actually have the person's names.
That's very Stranger Things.
Oh, is it?
I feel like it.
I haven't seen this new season, so don't be telling me about it.
All right, ready?
always ready for you, baby.
Oh, Shawnee. So this, I don't know where Shawnee's source was, but he should have told us. Oh,
cosmopolitan.com.
Oh, no.
Where their pop-up bad says, what does it say?
Dude, I also, mine are from Cosmopolitan. Are
it
they?
It doesn't matter. We haven't talked about the same thing. I have more. I'm full of prom stories.
All right, ready? Mine is from Cosmo.
Yeah.
My sophomore, and all the links are in the podcast notes, which will be available on carriejonesbooks.blog, blah, blah, blah. My sophomore year, I went to junior prom with a guy I wasn't officially dating yet. We were making out at the dinner table. So classy. While everyone was on the dance floor, all of a sudden, oh, wait, that's yours.
What?
It's the same one.
You just read the same one as me?
Yeah, but I was reading it a lot better.
Oh. Oh, my God.
All right, ready? Here's a new one.
You are ridiculous.
A few months before my senior prom, my high school boyfriend and I started having
sex.
Okay, thank you, Sean. So, of course, we were all over each other all the time. We went to a prom after party.
Have more sex.
Yes, at our friend's house. Everyone was in the basement, and when people started drinking and eating edibles, which is pot in either brownie or gummy form usually,
Oh, yeah.
We snuck off to hook up. We went into our friend's home gym, started going at it. These people are also rich. Started going at it totally naked. We figured everybody would be partying for a while and the door was closed, except suddenly a party goer opened the door really wide and all the light from the party streamed in. My boyfriend flipped around to cover me, totally exposing himself. And our friend was so stoned. He just stood there staring for like 15 seconds before closing the door silently and leaving us alone. Wait for the last sentence. Ready?
Yeah.
So we got back to it.
Of course.
Aaron, 23, New York, New York.
That's awesome.
No, it's not.
Yeah, the fact that they got back to it is.
Oh, of course you think so.
She's sporty.
All right, here's one from Jezebel. The 10 worst prom stories we've ever heard. In my junior year of high school, I flew to California for someone else's senior prom because I was so sexy and classy that I couldn't find a single person to date in my entire home state. Said date was super sheltered and Catholic, so I was his first kiss. And he was very excited. So we had lots and lots of kisses with way too much tongue. Prom was at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. And we left and wandered off to this abandoned building. And he proceeded to try to lick my epiglottis. But it turns out we had wandered into Ronald Reagan's gravesite.
Nice.
And two chaperones had to come get us, yelling the whole time about how we defiled the ex-president's final resting place.
That's fantastic.
We can't top that.
Yeah, we can.
No, you can't.
We can go there and have sex.
I'm not having sex at Ronald Reagan's grave.
That would top it.
I used to protest Ronald Reagan.
I know. That's the only reason you won't do it. Jeez.
That's not the only reason.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Do you have a fun prom story, baby?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right.
My date and I had dinner.
What is this from?
Prom. It's from BuzzFeed.com. BuzzFeed.com.
Thank you.
My date and I had dinner at a restaurant before prom. About 20 minutes into the dance, I started experiencing the most horrendous stomach cramps.
Oh, no.
I spent another 20 minutes running desperately in and out of the bathroom before giving up and deciding to go home.
No.
On the 10-minute drive home, we had to pull over twice so I could curl up in a little ball. That's not satisfactory to me. It sounds should be. We had to pull over twice so I could run out into the field and do it again.
Oh no!
That's the end of it.
That's it.
Yeah. It says the last sentence is, I later realized I have explosive diarrhea from a spoiled Caesar salad.
Dude, that's terrible.
Well, That's what you get for eating that. But oh, never mind.
No.
I don't want to get sued.
Oh, good. Yeah. So over on 17.com.
Oh, wow, look at you.
They have a bunch of weird prom traditions, right?
Yeah.
So in Sterling, Kentucky, allegedly, it's like this competition about how you enter the prom. Like you want to make the biggest,
like dance moves and stuff?
Grandest entrance possible.
Uh-huh.
Like one year, some people arrived in a hot air balloon.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not like walking through the door?
No, it's like, or golf. Like one year they arrived in a golf cart. Like,
I decided how to figure. I would have won the walking through the door one.
Tell me what you would have done, because we know you're just a rad, really exhibitionist in real life.
You're so right, because I would have went through the door naked doing the helicopter. Never mind. You don't even know what that is, do you?
No, and I don't believe you would have gone through the door
of
naked.
Of course not. I would never do that.
You're such a pretender.
But it could have worked.
Do you say that at her prom someone came in a horse and carriage?
I'm sure they did.
So much. It's just so much.
The people who succeeded least after high school.
Dude's probably going to be like, no, they're the governor of Georgia now. Chris Walsh said, I arrived with a girl. No one was fooled.
And he never shaved again.
I'm like, my high school boyfriend, and he fooled everybody.
Yeah. Especially you, baby.
I know. I think my high school boyfriend, I'm sorry, Chris, because I know you are in a nice, beautiful, committed relationship now. I think you two would have, like, really got on. No, I think they would have. They would have raised chicken and grown. I don't know how Christopher feels about pot, but I feel like they would have had a nice farm together, you know, and dogs.
Did Joe like dogs?
Joe freaking loved dogs and also cats. A cat. I have a great Joe's Telegram story. Ready?
Is it about prom?
No.
Then it doesn't qualify.
I don't care. So Joe was living in New York before he became a pot grower in California. And he was trying to be a musician. He was working like in a natural food store. And Joe is a great musician, like one of the best musicians I've come in contact with.
What did he play?
He played his voice, man. He played his voice.
Oh, he was a singer.
Yeah.
Was
and also piano.
Liberty in Times Square?
No, he was not. He was way too...
store?
WTF, Farrar.
What?
WTF.
No. That's a form of acting.
He was a waiter and he did natural food stuff. He was like the manager of some grocery store in New York. And then he also was trying to break into show business, but he gave up. Although I think he kind of had a porn.
No way.
Yeah.
We gotta find that.
I can probably find that.
Is it gay or straight?
I think it's gay.
Okay.
Anyways,
either
so.
Way, we gotta find it.
Yeah, so Joe, the love of my high school life and one of my favorite humans ever, was living in this building in Brooklyn, and a cat was on his like windowsill, a feral cat. I was like 3 or 4 flights up, and so he tried to save the cat by like bringing it into his apartment.
Yeah,
and the cat bit off like the last digit.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Of his finger.
Oh, okay.
Like here's my finger. Isn't it like, oh wait,
I no don't. Way.
Yeah, he like it like bit like this much off.
Yikes.
Yeah. It was big time. Like his mom was calling my mom because they were still apparently hoping we'd get married. And
you have to wait for the cat to poop it out so they can sew it back on?
No, it never got sewed back on. Oh. Christopher said he had more bears on him than the Chinese tricycle at the Russian circus.
Probably.
I think we need to have Christopher on the podcast. Okay, so anyways.
Yeah.
I don't even know where we were.
You were talking about something.
Yeah, man. Okay, Christopher went to prom, didn't fool anyone. He went with a girl.
But Joe had the problem with the girl and then full of people.
Yeah, all my yearbook is full of like, except we can't please invite guys, us to the wedding.
For those two guys in high school he was seeing on the side.
Yeah, poor Joe. He didn't come out till college, that sweetie. Anyways, he was awesome. I loved him. Yeah. Yes. All right. So, do you have any more funny prom stories? Weird prom traditions?
What? Are there prom traditions? Like,
yeah.
Of course there are. Arriving, getting your picture. See, that's why I can never do it, because of the traditions.
Really?
Like, you got to get out of the limo and stand there while your parents take your fucking picture. Sorry. Your freaking pictures. And like, my parents wouldn't even have been there, so no, I would have been that guy, you know.
Okay, no parents.
I would have said to my date, your parents took our picture, we can go inside now. And we would have arrived in my S10 instead of a limo, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there was sort of like a class divide that happened about prom where I live too, right? Like, you were from Florida, but I was from New Hampshire, and I was in a big city for New Hampshire. For high school, it was a public school that other towns fed into, and Bedford, which was a wealthy town, fed into it. But I was the poor kid in Bedford, and Joe was from New Hampshire, Manchester. And so the wealthy people had limos, like Dee talks about, and like you're kind of talking about, and they went out to dinner before the prom, which also had dinner. And like, you know, they got the hotel rooms at the Bonsoir Motel for an hour and the jungle room.
They got hotel rooms for the whole night at real hotels.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yeah, but us poor kids, we went in our Chevy Novas and we went like to the post-prom party, and then we drove like an hour to Hampton Beach.
For what?
For no reason. Like, we would just wake up there on the beach and feel like badasses or something because we stayed up all night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
And that was it. Like, there was such a social divide. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, I know what you mean.
It was like a Molly Ringwald.
That's because you guys didn't do it all the time.
Do what?
Like, stay up all night.
No, we didn't. Not us goobery poor kids.
Dude, we used to play basketball in front of John Bell's house every night. Till like the wee hours of the morning. We started drinking on Thursdays. That's when we started drinking alcohol.
Baby, you're so cool.
I know.
If only I could be like you.
I mean, if I had applied myself, I might have gotten A pluses instead.
But instead, you played basketball.
Instead, I chose to have some fun and get A minuses.
D said the only tradition at my school was we'd leave and go elsewhere, like bowling or to the club. Not sure how they got in though, because you had to be 21 and up. Money, D.
No.
Money.
I don't know. It's a good question.
It is a good question.
But there are places you can go, like when, you know, if you look old enough, even if you don't look old enough, you get in once and then they get to know you and you just go keep right going. In.
Did you do that?
Oh, yeah. My God.
I didn't even drink till college.
It's like when you walk into your local bar and you're like, what? New guy? Oh my God, we're screwed. He's got ideas.
Really?
Yeah.
You said, not in my small town. Everyone knew everyone.
Well, yeah. Fort Lauderdale's not a small town.
No.
So.
No.
You only got to drive a couple miles and you don't know nobody.
Anyways. Back to prom.
This is all prom related, man.
Okay.
What?
Nothing?
Okay.
All right. So, in according to 17.com again, in Freeport, Illinois, there's a high school called Aquin, I think, High School. And for 90 years, they've been doing this thing called the prom draw. And so what happens is students put their names into a hat. The boys draw their date name out of the hat.
What?
Do a promposal skit. And then the girls, quote, dressed in disguise for the skits. And then the boys ask them, and they have to say yes.
They have to.
They have to say yes.
Wow. It's like arranged marriage.
Yeah. So it could be like the worst possible guy in your whole entire high school. It could be the guy with the halibut breath and the, I don't know, who has Billy Ray Cyrus hair. And he could be like, I made a skit. Here's my skit. And it could be like, I don't know, I'm an elephant. I got a hose. Come to prom. And she has to say yes.
That'd be a great skit. Good job, baby, on the fly.
But how horrible is that? Can you imagine? Dee said, what if I had a boyfriend? Like, do you have to participate? I think you have to volunteer.
Well, what if you don't? Do you not go to prom?
I don't know. And Dee's like, what if you had a brother in the same grade and you pulled your name and then you went to the Bonsoir Hotel? Oh, my word. What would happen?
I don't know. But that'd be the best excuse in the world to get out of the house without your parents worrying. And then you just switch.
Yeah, you could do the switcheroo.
That's right.
Sean says, like he's done it.
What?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I feel like every podcast I learn about you, Dee said, well, I wouldn't volunteer as tribute. Nice reference, Dee. Well done.
What's that reference to?
Oh, my gosh. Katniss?
Katniss?
Hunger Games?
Oh, never saw it nor read it.
Sean has no pop culture. No pop culture in him.
I do so.
It's very
just
sad.
Just not current.
Just not Baby, do you have another story?
No, John Bell sent me a text message.
Oh, that's cheating.
No, he said he's having technical difficulties because of the weather.
Oh, all right.
And he said he used to light off, he said, one of those M100s to make a grand entrance. So that's like a...
At prom?
Oh, all the time.
Is that a dynamite thing?
What? No, it's like, yeah, it's like, you used to call it a quarter stick of dynamite or whatever. It's like a firecracker, like the size of my thumb.
Is that a legal thing?
Probably. Legal back then? Probably not. But you could buy them in Georgia, so close enough.
You could go out, visit Dee, get some illegal fireworks, go back to Fort Lauderdale, and you'd be all set.
But he would. He would always have one, like just in his pocket. And what I remember is all of us hanging out in his mom's living room watching television. He'd get up and be like, not even say anything. He'd just get up and he'd walk towards the front door and he'd light one and he'd toss it backwards over his shoulder and walk out the front door.
Into the house?
Yeah. His mom had multiple holes in her car.
Oh!
He would literally get to the front door and be like, it's lit, and walk right out.
Why, John Bell?
He probably can't hear us, but...
But why, John Bell? My mom would never allow that boy in her house.
His mom was a saint. We talked about this before.
No, his mommy was a pushover.
Oh, no, she wasn't. She used to get mad, dude. She would get mad.
He made holes in her carpet, Sean.
Yeah.
John Bell.
Well, this is a prom-themed podcast.
I am very disappointed.
Not about John Bell.
I know, but do you think when he went to prom, he had one of those in his pocket?
Yeah,
and they were like,
I bet he did.
Hey, is that a M whatever in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me, big
well,
boy?
Well, it wouldn't be much, so.
Oh, it's
said,
not big?
That's an M100.
I don't know how big they are. I don't know. It's all outside my experience.
Yeah, nothing to brag about, let's say that.
Okay. So Dee said, Hunger Games isn't current. Well, I guess...
keep putting me down tonight, Dee.
Well, I guess the sequel is. Not sure I want to see it. You got to see the talent. Talent. You got to go see it. Dee, I don't know if I can get him to watch that.
The Hunger Games?
Yeah. Sean has a real hard time with... Spoiler alert for those of you who have not seen it. But Shawnee has a really hard time with anything where a kid dies. Because he's a softy.
A child
is a kid. Unless people think I'm talking about a baby goat.
I'm not a teenager.
Anyways. Shani, do you have any more prom?
No. Of course I do. After prom.
All right.
I tried to go pee, but the school's closed. So my date drove me to the football field to use the outdoor bathrooms. Was it porta potty? I don't know. I hiked up my dress to sit down, only to discover a bat flying around the hall. Stall. I'm sorry.
What? Oh, okay.
A bat flying around the stall, not hall. I immediately ran out of the bathroom screaming with my dress still hiked up. A police officer had stopped by in the field to check on things and saw all my girly bits.
That's terrible. But the cop was probably excited if he was straight and a man or a woman and gay or bi.
And a neighbor, so he could tell her dad, like, hey.
Yeah.
Saw your kid last night. I mean, I really saw your kid.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Dee's got a good idea.
What's Dee's idea?
I'll scroll down one comment.
All right. Why don't you read it?
We can make it a drinking game and skip over the part of the kid dying.
I think that's a good idea. Or we could just watch it and everybody could watch. Oh, Shani be human and cry.
I don't cry.
You get up and leave the room so no one sees you cry.
I don't cry. Ever. It just makes my heart hurt.
You cry.
I don't.
You totally cry, baby.
Not about that.
Baby.
Listen.
Listen.
Stop.
I'm not a player.
I didn't say wife. Wifey, stop lying.
I'm not allowed to play sad music in the house because Sean gets too sad.
No, he's not allowed to play classical music in the house because I get
or folk. Like if I try to play like Cliff Eberhart or like Cheryl Wheeler or Dar Williams, Sean's like, "What is this? I feel sad. Can you change this? It's bad."
It's because I feel bad for him.
No.
Like how much of your life must suck to write songs? Like
no,
this?
It doesn't suck. They're just showing the human experience, and it affects you. You don't need to pretend to be macho. You're totally macho.
Oh, I know.
You could drink a bottle of hot sauce. You're so tough, but like, dude.
What else? I got a big penis. Say it. I'm just kidding. That's macho, though.
Oh, my God. So this one person told their I'm just going to go back to what we're supposed to be talking about.
No!
Yes. This one person on Quora said that their girl, and they identify as a girl, and they were ready for prom. And at the door, there was an old friend instead of their date. And he said in a whisper, "Please, just go along with this." And then he said hi to her parents and got her out the door. And it was junior prom, right?
Yeah.
And her parents like didn't make a super big fuss and didn't question the switch somehow, right?
Yeah.
But apparently her date was so drunk. He had passed out. And her friends were so lovely. They sent a sub.
That's awesome.
I know.
You probably got lucky too.
I would have let that boy get. Yeah, I'd been like, "You're the sweetest boy ever." I mean, I am the person who married someone who cried when he asked me out, and that was the only reason I went out with him. And then
tell all my secrets, baby. That wasn't me. I promise. It wasn't me.
It wasn't him. It just seems like him.
Huh?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, wait. Did you say when he asked you out or asked you to marry
him? Asked me out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cried.
Wow.
The worst person.
Scared. That's all.
The worst time. The worst line anybody asked me out with. I don't know if this is related to prom, but anyways, the worst one ever. Back when I was cute, and someone asked me out. I know it's hard to imagine, but they were like really moping and in our dorm room, in their dorm room in college, and I'm like, "Dude, you're so sad. What's going to make you happy? just tell me and we'll try to work towards that, you know, because he was my friend. I kind of thought he was asexual. And he said, Carrie, if you went out with me, that would make me happy.
Well, that was your ex-husband.
And I fell out him and I laughed. I laughed so hard because it wasn't what I was expecting and it was so cheesy. And then I felt so bad that I laughed.
Oh my God.
That I was like, okay. And then I went out with him. And then we got married at the end.
Wow. And,
had a baby.
Had a child.
Had a baby.
Hey, we all make mistakes.
My child wasn't a mistake.
No, I didn't mean that. Okay. I meant the whole agreeing to go out with them part.
Yeah, that's terrible. John Bell says we have to get an OnlyFans channel for those stories because you got to make money off the details.
No, we're going to make money off of Florida Man, but...
Dee says, I play classical music to calm me down or when I'm studying because Dee is like me.
So does Karen.
And Dee said, I've got a worse line. I was at work ringing up this guy's purchase and he asked me if I had a boyfriend. When I said I didn't, he said, quote, is it because you're bipolar? What?
Really? What the hell? Good Lord. Did you go out with him?
I know. We're all like, well, Dee. When I was like just had Emily, our oldest daughter, although I didn't make her, was Sean.
Unfortunately,
she's amazing.
She is amazing. Holy crap.
She just would have been taller and blonder. Okay, and with bigger shoulders. And maybe less neurotic, but she's amazing. Anyways, she was a baby and I had her in like a little L.L. Bean backpack. It was super poor. And I was walking down into town in Deerfield or Greenfield, Massachusetts. I can't remember the name of the town. And this guy came up and he said he was really creepy. And he just came out of nowhere, like in between houses. And he said, you look to me like a girl who doesn't know how to have fun. And I said,
that's a good line right there.
I said, I think you're right. I don't think I can. And he was like, yeah, you look to me like a girl who can't have fun.
I'm like, offer to show you how?
No. And I booked it. And he turned out to do something super horrifying and criminal in the laundromat that I walked by. And he eventually got arrested for doing it to a lot of people. But it was the worst line I've ever heard. And I was just so flabbergasted that I was just like, yeah, no, I suck. I'm a frigid beast. And I have no idea how to have fun. And I just fast walked out of there. And poor little Emily's like, hey, in the backpack.
Just like today.
I know. Sorry, Emily. All right, Dee said no, she did not go out with him. When I gave him his receipt, he told me, I can put my number on that for you. And I said, that won't be necessary. Have a great day. And
that was
away.
Very professional.
I know, Dee's the best.
Because you could have said, go ahead, then balled it up and thrown it in the trash right in front of him.
Yeah. Set it on fire. Put it in your mouth and chewed it. What?
Can't set it on fire in the middle of the store.
What? Are you kidding me? There's an ashtray, you can.
He's not old enough. There was a friggin' ashtray in the store. now you're giving away our age.
Huh? All right, we're almost out of time. Is there
what?
Any... Yeah, man, it's almost 8.
Already?
Yeah.
Let's go 2 hours.
No. So here's one more weird prom tradition. Ready?
Yeah.
Some proms, men... will allegedly give their dates their own ties to wear.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
And then the girls give them back. I don't know.
Girls give them back when?
At the end of the night.
In the morning?
At the end of the night. But girls in some states, we didn't do this in New Hampshire, but when I was a kid, like by garters, like garter belts.
Yeah.
Like the things brides do too, or hookers in New Orleans. I don't know that.
Brides, you stick with the brides for now.
Oddly specific. And they get the garter, it matches their dress, right? Sometimes they put their initials and their graduation year on it. And then when prom starts or begins or commences or whatever you want, this is from 17 again, the girls are like, here is my garter. And then the guy puts the garter belt around their arm.
Ah.
Yeah.
I guess that's like, you know, you basically know you're getting lucky then, huh?
I feel like that's a really, really kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have one last story, baby?
Oh, not
really. D said, what if the tie didn't match my dress? I know, D. I know.
Get rid of the dress.
Sean Kelly.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Sean Kelly.
What?
Naughty.
It's 801, baby.
I know. You don't have a last thing?
Not really.
Sean!
What?
You're supposed to tie it all up.
I am?
Yeah. Make it like it all made sense.
It did all make sense. I didn't go to a prom for a reason.
What was that?
I don't know. Save some girl a lot of heartache. Because I would have been the guy that got drunk and puked all over her.
No, why would you have done that?
He couldn't perform in the hotel room.
Oh my God.
And she had this big night where it worked made up in her head.
I am so glad we never went out in high school.
Why?
Because I don't want you puking in my hotel room and not performing.
It would have been my hotel room.
I wouldn't have had a hotel room. That was not me.
Come on, baby. You would have.
That's tacky.
Dude, you would have been not tacky, but so much different had you hung out with me in high school.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Anyway. He said it's okay if you don't go.
It is okay if you don't go to prom. Sean didn't go to prom. He turned out
mediocre.
Yeah.
Better than some people that did go to prom.
That's for sure.
I'll say that much.
I didn't have to talk him down at prom because he was suicidal or anything.
No, that's the beauty of Facebook, man. You go on and you look at all the people you went to high school with and see what kind of losers they are. And you're like, oh, you went to prom, but I didn't. Ha ha, mofo. See?
I don't know about you.
You do it all the time, baby.
I don't do it all the time.
You're like, oh, he smokes the stickers in my class. I thought she was like 80 years old. Look at that.
No, that's not what I say. I actually always go like, oh my God, she looks amazing. Oh my God, they're super rich. Oh my God, they look amazing. Oh my God, I don't look like that. Oh my God, they're still wearing makeup.
There you go.
That's me.
They're still wearing makeup. Same makeup they had on in high school.
No, I'm totally impressed by like the gene pool of Bedford, New Hampshire, honestly. Like, and everybody ended up looking really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, it's because they came for money, so now they got money, so they're having plastic surgery.
That could be it. Yeah, I know. Eating healthy food. I don't know.
Food doesn't hurt your skin.
Yes, it does.
Look at me. I've been eating hot dogs every day of my life.
And there you go. Hey.
What are you saying, babe?
Nothing.
Oh.
Before we go, Dee said, you can always do a prom do-over like they did in the Big Bang Theory. Yeah, Sean.
We should do that, baby.
Oh, we should have a party.
Then we can have an after party up in the bedroom.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Can we decorate it like the jungle room at the Bonsoir Hotel?
No, or we just have a party, like a real party that's themed as this after prom party.
Not the prom?
No, the after prom party.
No.
Yeah,
because no.
Our friends would like that more.
All right.
You know it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea.
The after prom party.
Chris can and Chris and Jeff could come.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We could have our whole new prom. Our authentic grown-up old people prom.
Yes.
Yeah. In our backyard. We'll have to get rid of the dog poop first. So.
But you have to arrive by limo.
We only have one limo in our county.
And there will be
it's not going to work.
Somebody can just try circles and pick people up. We'll have a parking area and he'll go If they can park at the ball field, he'll just drive down and bring back.
There's this guy who owns a limo company, Bub Anderson. I think he might have retired and like sold it to somebody. He got in trouble for going on Martha Stewart's property. Anyways, Bub would just have to drive his little white limo around and around the block. That would be amazing. I want to do that.
We should.
Okay.
That'd be a great themed party.
I think. D, you have to come up.
Yeah, D can come up.
John Bell, you have to come up. So here, you're just going to have to take an international flight. And hey, everybody, thank you for listening to our babbling random podcast.
It was very random and babbling tonight.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But we're out of practice. We had a whole week off.
And we're going to be gone next week.
We're
going
to have next week off too, unfortunately.
Because Emily, the daughter that we were talking about, is graduating from her Master of Business
MBA, degree. MBA, baby. MBA.
From Dartmouth.
Yeah.
So we'll be gone. But yay, yummy. Bye, Sayer.
We'll be back the week after for sure.
Unless, you know, something horrible happens.
With some more battling. Well, thank you so much and have a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.